Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. Today on the podcast, we're featuring three poets. First is Jonathan Chan reading his poem Ceremonial. Then we have Caleb Westbrook reading his poem On a Shore Weighing What Matters. And finally, we have Matt Stanley reading his poem, How Like a Child We Become When We Are Truly Surprised. Jonathan Chan is a writer and editor. Born in New York to a Malaysian father and South Korean mother, he was raised in Singapore and educated at Cambridge and Yale universities. He's the author of the poetry collection Going Home and managing editor of Poetry.sg. His poetry and essays have appeared in Ecstasis, Fathom, Inheritance, the Yale Logos, Poems for Ephesians, and the Ethos Institute for Public Christianity. More of his writing can be found at johnbcy.wordpress.com. Our second poet, Caleb Westbrook, is a high school teacher with degrees in both English and religion. He lives with his wife and two children in Antigua, Guatemala. His poetry has been published in Havoc, Nassau Review, Glass Mountain, Time of Singing, and Grim and Gilded, and his essays have been published online for Ecstasis and Dappled Things. Our third poet, Matt Stanley, is a poet and artist from Baltimore. His works were recently published in Grand Little Things, Down in the Dirt, and the Seraphic Review, and will appear in the next issue of Lyric Magazine. Here first is Jonathan Chan.
My name is Jonathan Chan, and this poem is titled Ceremonial. It was written after a gathering with friends on a holy Saturday preceding Easter Sunday. We felt it a suitable time to come together to think about all that had happened over the course of the pandemic, all of the hurt and all of the grief and all of the mourning we hadn't allowed ourselves to process and make sense of fully. And we came together as friends, bearing poems and journal entries and other reflective pieces that we'd written over that 2 to 3 year period, not only a time when we bore witness to such tremendous suffering across the world, but also a time when we were grappling with or suppressing or dealing with pain and forms of difficulty of our own. At the end of the evening, we even decided to burn some of what we'd brought that had been written or printed down. So this is the poem, Ceremonial. Flames lick the air of Easter, held to the point of dew. Each papered grief now of ash and cinder, a diary entry, an angry poem, a forlorn letter of farewell. Years swirl in a vortex. We remember the tactility and numbness, the whiplash and pressure, the stagnation and coiled muscle. Our cloistered bodies breathe. What's come has gone. The garden rustles in a nonchalance. The fire shoots like an organ swell before it is doused in a smother. A vigil remembers what it is that we bear and learn to hold for each other.
Hi, my name is Caleb Westbrook, and as a way of providing some background context to the poem I'm about to share, well, this came out of a season that in some ways I'm still in. About a decade ago, I resigned my position as a young and, what others would tell me, a talented pastor at a large church, and I entered a season feeling very adrift. A lot of disillusionment for a number of reasons, basically kind of an existential crisis of sorts. I went back to become an educator. I started bouncing around from place to place feeling very unsettled. And yet, at the same time, many beautiful things have happened in my life. When I wrote this, I had recently gotten married to my wife, whom I met while teaching in El Salvador. And today we're happily married. We have two amazing young children and live in Guatemala. However, even when things appear good externally, that's often not people's true realities, right? And so while I cling to my Christian faith, off and on, I've still wrestled with cynicism, apathy, and dark nights of the soul, to borrow a phrase from St. John of the Cross. So this poem tries to speak into and capture that feeling. Being alone in nature is often how I process my scrambled thoughts. More often than not, I'm in the woods, but in this poem, the narrator is standing next to the sea, something that I feel evokes a greater sense of sentience and chaos, and maybe can even harken back to the ancient Near Eastern mythologies found in the Old Testament scriptures, the sea being the place where the monster Rahab resides, references of which can be found in Job, Isaiah, and Psalms. So here's my poem. On a shore weighing what matters. Closing my eyes, I smell the salt-licked air. Leave the calendar leaves hanging like a criminal, chores and choices nailed right and left of pending prayers. Time will curl the pages regardless, above a sea primordial. I am reduced to a simple thing, lighted dark in the atmosphere of my mind. Ride the winded flight of the moment's wing, spraying and splashing the cresting isochronal lines. Close to the shore stand, close to the shore, toes grasping the moss-wrecked rocks to feel. Now, the clock's only digit anymore. Ocean rages at me. Nothing is still.
My name is Matt Stanley. In the 1980s, I worked as a merchant marine. I was a deckhand on tanker ships bringing crude oil from Alaska to the West Coast. On one of many cold and wet and windy days, as we approached the port of Valdez to pick up another load, I saw an eagle crashing down from the sky and with barely a splash plucked a large salmon right out of the icy Prince William Sound. It struck me that the salmon didn't seem to put up too much of a fight as he disappeared into the misty shoreline. A few hours later in the mess hall, we found that the local pilot had come aboard and brought enough freshly caught salmon for the entire crew's dinner. This little coincidence has stuck with me apparently, and 40 years later, this poem is what became of it. How like a child we become when we are truly surprised. What's a salmon think when a raptor swoops in to snatch it into the sky? When the talon's sharp pinch and the rush of the wind bring a teaspoon of tears to its eyes? In this moment of reflection, as it glides above an ocean it's only ever known from the inside, does it think that it's in heaven with the bells of angels ringing, rising like an eagle to the light?
That was Matt Stanley reading his poem, How Like a Child We Become When We Are Truly Surprised. And before that, you heard Caleb Westbrook reading On a Shore, Weighing What Matters, as well as Jonathan Chan reading his poem, Ceremonial. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org. where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.